Queens Parish has their annual community Christmas dinner coming up. Go figure on Christmas. Wednesday, the 25th of December. And they've nominated Steve Blair to come out and talk about it. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
You've worked on it for like 20 years.
Myself, yes, in different areas.
Quite a project, isn't it?
It is. There's a lot of people involved. At a meeting several years ago, somebody mentioned that there were like 80 different organizations, civic groups, whatever, involved in it, and total people like a couple thousand.
Wow. How many dinners do you serve?
We serve two dinners, the Christmas dinner and the Easter dinner.
Okay. How many people, though?
We've ever had was a little bit shy of 400.
Uh-huh.
Typically, we're going to have about 300.
Mm-hmm. So anybody's welcome, right?
Anybody's welcome. It's for people who are spending Christmas alone for recent health problems, or they're new to town, or lost a spouse, or whatever it is, whatever the reason is that they're alone and would like to come.
Or if you're hungry, I guess.
Sure. Everybody is welcome, and it's free, too. I should mention that.
Yeah, absolutely free. Annual event that Queens has been putting on. So what do people need to know?
Like you said, it's Christmas Day. The dinner is at 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And this is what I would call a sit-down dinner, not a buffet. Everybody is served dinner at the same time. The doors will open at 1:15. The dinner is served at 2. And all the different courses, from the main to the salads, the side dishes, the desserts, all those will be brought out and served to everybody at the same time.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, yeah. A lot of people do it. And the table setting is very nice. It's on china. There's linen tablecloths and napkins and place setting decorations. There's live music,
mm-hmm.
and there's also raffles during the dinner itself.
So can you just walk in, or do you need a reservation, or how's that working?
Reservations are preferred. We'll be taking reservations till Friday the 20th through Friday the 20th from 9 a.m. till 9 p.m., and the number you call is 784-9212, and hopefully I'll repeat that again a little bit later here.
Mm-hmm.
And reservations are preferred. If for some reason somebody calls at the last minute or doesn't call, walk-ins, there's always plenty of room. Everybody's welcome. And we always have welcome walk-ins, too.
You must have a lot of businesses that chip in.
We do. Like I say, 80 different organizations of some sort that help out. Food donations, the place settings, decorations. Very many, and all of it. Everything, the whole process is all volunteer run.
Yeah.
So
there's no money changing hands here.
Nope. None.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So again, 2 o'clock, get your reservation in for Christmas. We'll worry about Easter when that gets here, but so you want the phones to ring so you can line people up, right?
Right. Again, the telephone number for the reservation, 784-9212. And it's through the 20th. We want people to call. And for the people that do come, the dinner is at 2. But we want you to get there at least 10 minutes before 2. The doors will open at 1:15.
Okay.
There's always a crowd waiting for the doors to open.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of times I suggest to people that they come, say, 1:30 or quarter till 2. Because what will happen is they'll come in, and there's hostesses and greeters. The greeters will welcome, kind of show them, help them in, show them where to go, hang up their hat and coat if they want. Or they can take them to the table if they prefer. Everybody will be given a corsage or boutonniere, fresh flower. And the people that have called in and gotten their reservations, they will have pre-printed name tags ready for them at the name tag table.
Wow.
They'll go to that table, get their name tag. Then after that, they proceed into the doors that go into the gymnasium, the school gymnasium where the dinner is. And as they go through those doors, everybody is given a raffle ticket for the raffles during the dinner. Then once they go through the doors, they seat themselves at a table, or they can be seated by the helpers that are there to help whoever. And so I recommend everybody get there at least 10 minutes before 2, so they have time to do all those things, the raffle tickets,
sure,
name tags, corsage, and all that.
So do you need any volunteers, or are you all set there?
We always need volunteers. You better believe it. It takes a lot of people.
Or donations, I guess.
Well, sure, sure. I would stress the volunteers right now, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't push for donations, but people do give them, and we take them. Yes, you bet.
Absolutely.
But it takes a minimum 100 and some people for the actual dinner itself, because there's also, before the dinner, there's setup, and then after the dinner, there's a teardown. But for running the dinner, it takes over 100 people to run it. So, yes, we need volunteers, and the volunteer hours are from, there's three shifts,
mm-hmm,
and it's from a roughly, just approximate numbers, from about 10 in the morning to about 5 in the afternoon. And there's three shifts that go roughly about 10 to 12, 12 to 3, and 3 to 5, and that's just rough numbers. It varies in there.
Yeah, so you
depending
have a,
what the jobs are.
You have a setup crew, cleanup crew, and
right, and yeah, well, and people, some people are greeters and hostesses,
right,
and some bus tables, some serve food, some work out in the kitchen, some cut desserts, you know, the many, many jobs to be done.
Well, great job by the group over at Queens. They do a fantastic job with this.
And I want to stress, it's the community-wide Christmas dinner.
Right.
We have it at Queens. It isn't just put on by Queens. Mm-hmm. That happens to be where it is held.
Right.
Okay.
And again, give us that number. Somebody wants to make a reservation.
For reservations, 784-9212. And if you want to volunteer, the volunteer number is 796-3141. 796-3141.
Beautiful.
But
thanks, Steve.
You get hold of me for volunteers and reservations, either one, and I can put you on the right person.
Appreciate you coming out.
You bet. Thank you again for having me.
Good luck with that.